try again.
This is your Big Daddy, Tom Donahue, going to be right around here until 4 o'clock today. We have about a minute after 12 noon radio KYA time. And I got to keep it moving because I got to get to lots of hits.
Shop today at Moto Day.
Moto Day has a fabulous assortment of heavenly lingerie for Christmas. Famous lovable bras in a complete range of sizes, $1. Enchanting slips and petty skirts, lace trimmed with pleated flounce, only $1.99. Give a waltz-length gown of brushed rayon, demure collar and yoke trimmed with gleaming silver braid, on sale just $3.99. And famous Moto Day nylons, the very thing to give. Seamless sheer, high quality, low price, only 99 cents. New from Moto Day, PJs of soft cotton flannel, a long sleeve shirt with slim capri pants, on sale just $1.99. Buy the prettiest lingerie for yourself or for Christmas gifts at your nearby Mode O'Day.
You get more for what you pay at your nearby Mode O'Day.
You'll find Mode O'Day shops in San Carlos at 629 Laurel, in Castro Valley in the Village Shopping Center, and in Vallejo at 339 Georgia Street. Here's Ricky Page. Good sound here. Why did you lie? After 12 noon radio KYA time around the bay today, cloudy. A chance of light showers tonight and probably fair Saturday. 48 in our city, 43 in Oakland.
Hi.
Hi, this is Bobby Mitchell, and I'd like everybody to join me on the Bobby Mitchell Show every day to try their luck in the jockey races. All you do is dial a number and pick the winning jockey to win cold, hard cash. See you at 4, right here on Radio KYA, the station that's moving up.
And this is Peter Tripp and my friend Bill Drake, who usually give away all the money before I can get in here, have left me with a $15 jackpot. We're going to have a ball with this one.
Radio KYA. San Francisco.
A handful of men and two women are trapped in a lost world of giant dangers.
It's Columbia Pictures, Mysterious Island, a journey to the center of your wildest imagination. 20,000 leagues beyond your strangest dream in super dynamation and color.
Mysterious Island.
Oh, boy, does that sound like a good one, huh? And it's an ideal holiday picture for the entire family, now showing at the Paramount Theaters in San Francisco.
Yes, it's that dear lady twins, Gary Barnes.
You know not a twin, what am I saying? Well, now there's a difference, and so does the ship. It's really not a new, it's something to miss. But
another one of the teenage millionaires and the dear lady twist. 8 minutes after 12 noon, Radio KYA time. Listen, you can bring happiness this Christmas to some needy family by contributing to the Volunteers of America Christmas Basket Fund. Contribute generously to Volunteers Sidewalk Chimneys or meal to Volunteers, 135 10th Street in San Francisco. Your big daddy, Tom Donahue, at Channel 1260, where good things are happening. Great record. Charles Brown.
Bells will be ringing, the bright and new. Oh, what a Christmas to have a good. My baby's gone. I have no friends. We wish we greeted once again. Salutation.
For Christmas, 11 minutes after 12 noon, Radio KYA time, the largest Big Daddy Tom Donahue anywhere, and here's the prettiest sound you'll ever hear.
Post time in 3 minutes. Listen for the jockey races on Radio KYA.
And this one goes for anybody, anywhere, no matter where you are. Why don't you give us a call right now at Yukon 29710. See if you can be the first one in. And play the jockeys, Yukon 29710. Neil Sedaka.
When you were only 6, I was your big brother. And when you were 10, we didn't like each other. When you were 13, you almost bought a Valentine. But since you've grown up, your future is sewn up. From now on, you're gonna be my soul. If I should smile with sweet surprise,
just for anyone who might have a birthday in our audience. Make it 14 minutes after 12 noon, Radio KYA time. Big Daddy here at Channel 1260. And on the phone, Alice Nichols of 223 Madrid in the city. Alice, what's your selection in the jockey race? Number five, let them go.
They're off. Quickest away is number three, Big Daddy, followed by number two, Peter Tripp, and number four, Bobby Mitchell. At the half-mile pole, number five, Norman Davis has found an opening and has moved through to take the lead. Number three, Big Daddy is second by a head. Number two, Peter Tripp is third. On the outside, it's number four, Bobby Mitchell, and number six, Bob Hudson Trail. Into the far turn at number five, Norman Davis still holds on to a head lead. Number one, Phil Blake has moved to the outside and is coming on to challenge. Number six, Bob Hudson has come from last place and is moving strongly on the inside. With 7 yards to go, number one, Phil Blake now has the lead with the rest of the field starting to close in. It's going to be anybody's race as they cross the finish line. The winner is number six, Bob Hudson.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Alex, but you missed by one. The other record you'd like to hear is sort of a consolation prize? Oh, yeah, okay, I'll play that one for you. Thank you so much, Alice. And just by one, that means $16 the next time around when the jockeys run on Radio KYA. Make it 15 minutes after 12 noon, Radio KYA time. Is a very different sort of record that just might make the big time. The Corsairs at 18 minutes after 12 noon, Radio KYA time, and your big daddy Tom Donahue. And this is where I do it every day, for you, at you, and you know, until 4 o'clock.
Kenny shoes for Christmas, family shoes. Kenny shoes for Christmas, fashion shoes. Greater values, better styles, and all the join the millions coast to Christmas shop at Kinney's Shoes.
Gift shopping at Kinney's saves time, saves money. Kinney has gifts for every budget. Hosiery, handbags, accessories. Kinney has slippers, the biggest, brightest selection in town. Slippers for mother and daughter, fluffy and fleecy, smooth and satiny, from $1.99. Children love Kinney slippers with comfort and warmth in every step. and for the men, an outstanding variety of slipper styles from $2.99. Shop the easy way at Kinney. Open every night till 9 p.m.
10 giant Kinney shoe centers to serve you in the Bay Area, including El Cerrito, 11501 San Pablo Avenue, and South San Francisco, 415 El Camino Real.
Radio K-Y-A, San Francisco.
Weather around the bay, well, this is the kind of day when I don't even like to give it because it's going to be cloudy with a chance of light showers tonight, but probably fair on Saturday with a good weekend ahead of us. Current reading in San Jose, 46, 42 for San Rafael. And this is Leroy Van Dyke. We're playing this one for Alice Nichol. Constellation Prize.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me. I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good. You know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by. Wait on the corner.
Thank you.
top news stories of the hour.
A hold-up suspect was caught as he fled a San Francisco bank with $900. Vice Admiral Robert Goldflake claims Ryder's charges against him by socialist Norman Thomas, probably the result of a misunderstanding. A case involving Henry Miller's novel Tropic of Cancer is before a San Rafael jury of 8 women and 4 men who must decide whether a San Anselmo bookstore owner knowingly sold an obscene book. According to the State Department, Katanga President Tshisekedi must demonstrate the seriousness of his offer to negotiate peace in the Congo. Police used tear gas grenades in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to break up a march by some 2,000 Negroes on the city jail. President Kennedy is flying to Puerto Rico, the first stop on his trip to Latin America. Those are the headlines. This is Tony Tremaine. Weather watch for the Bay Area calls for cloudiness today. Chance of a few light showers tonight and probably a fair Saturday. Highs today on the chill side of 54 degrees. Lows tonight 38 to 46. Shifting winds of 8 to 18 knots per hour. Right now, current temperatures 48 degrees in San Francisco, 42 degrees in Marin County, 46 degrees in San Jose, and 43 degrees in the East Bay.
Complete details of these stories and other news 1/2 hour from now on Newswatch. From Radio KYA, now featuring Constant Music.
That's Bob the Blue Bland. It's 28 minutes 30 seconds after 12 noon radio KYA time. And you have no fear because your big daddy is right back here.
This is the season to be bright and gay. So welcome all your guests with a sparkling toast. Serve sparkling 7-Up. This is the drink that can welcome everyone, from your visiting grandmother to the 3-year-old elf next door. This is the drink with the wonderful, fresh, clean taste. The fresh, clean taste that's exclusively, uniquely 7-Up. And this is the drink that makes holiday food taste even better. Because 7-Up sharpens up your taste buds and brings out the flavor of all good foods. Any food's a feast with 7-Up. For your holiday entertaining, serve crystal clear, sparkling 7-Up. Shouldn't you order some right now? Better buy at least a case or two. That way you'll never run short when folks come calling during the holiday season. For a real thirst quencher, for a fresh, clean taste, for a quick, fresh lift, fresh up with 7-Up.
Here's the big climber everywhere, the Shirelles. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la. It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, oh, oh. Many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Sing, sing.
Oh, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true?
I don't want nobody, nobody.
'Cause baby,
Shirelles at 28 into 1, Radio KYA time.
This is Robert Young. Have you sent out your Christmas cards and letters yet? Don't forget to put something on the outside that will make your good wishes on the inside have more meaning. Christmas seals. They tell everyone you send them to, you've done something to help protect them from tuberculosis.
Radio KYA, San Francisco.
Big Daddy for the Boss from the Nob Hill Studios of Radio KYA. The weather? Well, forget it. Cloudy today, a chance of light showers tonight, and probably fair on Saturday. 47 is the current reading in our city, and the 45-degree reading for Oakland. Let's get with Jimmy Darren here, and goodbye, cruel world.
To join the circus, gonna be a broken-hearted clown. Paint my face with a good for nothing smile, 'cause a mean, fickle woman turned my whole world upside down. Farewell to love, I'm off to join the circus. Gotta find a way to hide my tears. If it takes 100 years. Oh, 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 step right up and take a look at a fool. He's got a heart as stubborn as a mule. Come on, everybody, he's good for a laugh. And no one could tell his heart is broken in half. Well, his joke's on me. I'm off to join the circus. Oh, Mr. Barnum, save a place for me. Shoot me out of a cannon, I don't care. Let the people...
Crew World, encores by James Darren at 25 until 1, Radio KYA time.
Manischewitz.
What a wine.
Manischewitz.
Why, Charlie, come in, neighbor.
Listen, Fred, your kid just broke my picture window with a snowball.
Charlie, where's your holiday spirit? Look what I've got for you. A bottle of your favorite Manischewitz wine.
And my wife is plenty... Say, that's a very handsome gift box.
The new Manischewitz holiday box. It's free with fifths and quarts of all Manischewitz wines during the holiday season.
What a beautiful gift. And to think I came over to complain about a crummy picture window.
Forget it, neighbor.
Listen, do me a favor. Come on over and share the Manischewitz with Agnes and me.
Are you kidding? Sit in the house with no window in this kind of weather?
The grapes in Manischewitz taste like grapes right off the vine. Imported sun-drenched berries make the berry wines divine. That's why this famous label is your natural flavor sign. Manischewitz, Manischewitz, what a wine.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
And this is the way it all began with Hank Ballard and the original Twist. That's the Twist, done for us by my buddy, Hank Ballard. That's the way it all began, my friend. 21 minutes until 1 o'clock, Radio KYA time. And now of the 300 or so records we receive every week, I'd guess about 250 of them are Twist. Most of them bad. Here's Northern California's biggest Christmas special from the main stereo record club store at 7th and Market in San Francisco. Now listen, wherever you live in the Bay Area, you can save $110 on a beautiful Admiral stereo set. Here's what you get for only $149.95. A beautiful Admiral four-speaker portable stereo set, list price $179.95. 10 stereo albums of your choice, list price $40. A 1995 record stand, and if you just mention KYA, a 1995 transistor radio. The total price here is $259.95, but you pay only $149.95. You're picking up on $110 savings, and you've just about solved your Christmas shopping problems. Easy credit terms, too, at Stereo Record Club Store, 7 7th and Market in San Francisco, you get down there. Stereo Record Club, 7th and Market in San Francisco, open Monday through Friday till 9, Saturday all day.
First it was dark.
This is Ed Townsend.
Then came the light. The light was day. The darkness night. Then came the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky above.
Seconds before 1 o'clock, Radio KYA time.
Hi. This is Norman Davis on Radio KYA, the station for winners. And you'll be a winner when you listen to the jockey races on my show every night from 8 to midnight.
That's Norman. And listen, he may have a batch of money to give away because I'm sure not having any luck. I already have, $16 in the jackpot. And we'll be running the races just before you know it. Never have you bought so much for your Christmas shopping dollar as you can at your Bay Area 88-cent stores. For example, giant colorful scenic or religious pictures, 18 inches by 30 inches, a perfect gift item at $2.29 value, only 88 cents. The easiest store in the world to shop, every item one price, 88 cents. Shop tonight till 9, tomorrow and Sunday till 6. 88-cent stores, 2673 Mission in San Francisco, 20th and Telegraph Oakland, and 441 Cumberland, Pittsburgh. You like that? That is the Surfer Stomp, and that is our Radio KY Ace of the Week. That is a Bill Drake pick, and that is a hit. 14 minutes, 45 seconds until 1 o'clock, Radio KYA time. Big Daddy for the Boss of the Bay, Channel 1260. Yes, we're open all nights and Sundays for your convenience. My man, Charles McCullough, the little throat friends. Big cough drop of dirt, I'm sure. McCullough, that sounds so great. You are my girl. Big Daddy here for you tonight at 7. Bobby Mitchell's Battle of the New Sounds. It's your chance to help select the hits of tomorrow.
Oh, what a car! Oh, what a
Pardon me, sir, but why are you going, oh, what a car?
I got a stomachache.
That explains the oh, but what about the what a car?
Well, you see, it was like this. I was standing beside this little parking place, and a man drove up in a new 1962 Mercury Meteor.
So?
So he was going to park it in his tiny little parking place. Well, you know how big and luxurious that new Meteor looks.
Sure.
He had six big people in it, and they weren't even crowded. It has that big, powerful luxury look.
That's true.
Well, for a minute, I forgot that it's really an economy car. Big on the inside, but small on the outside. You know all the advantages of both sizes?
So?
So, I walked over to this guy and said, Mister, if you can put that big luxurious Meteor in that little tiny parking place, I'll eat your hat.
Well, what happened?
Oh, what a car!
You'll say, oh, what a car, too, when you see the great new 1962 Mercury Meteor. Now at your local Mercury Theaters, it's 10 before 1 Radio KYA time. It's cool today. 47 in our city and 45 in Oakland.
Last night, on the Mighty Mitchells, Battle of the New Sounds, you voted and picked a champ. Here it is. Listen now to the Radio KYA Champ of the Day.
Tommy Boyce, and You Look So Lonely.
You look so lonely. Can I come over and talk to you? I've been watching you all night long, trying to figure why you're so blue. Did you come to the dance by yourself, or did some guy put you on the shelf? I don't want to be no nosy, but I just couldn't keep my eye off you, because you look so lonely. Do you mind if I sit by you? We could talk for a little while. I'll tell you the truth, I'm lonely too. Then maybe after a while we could have a dance. I got a funny feeling it could be romance. If you're all alone, I'd like to walk you home, 'cause I think I just fell in love with you, because you look so lonely. I just fell in love with you, because you look so lonely.
From Radio KYA News, this is News Watch.
This is Tony Demain, the top story of the hours from our city by the bay, where police have nabbed a suspect who held up an Avenue Branch bank, pocketed some $900 of the green, but he was stopped by an assistant manager and held for police, who not only relieved Robert Montgomery of his illegal withdrawal, but also found the man's list of things to do for the day. Heading the reminders was rob a bank, followed by move and pay bills. Vice Admiral Robert Goldthwait claims rightist charges leveled at him by socialist Norman Thomas were probably the result of a misunderstanding. Instead, the program was based mainly on moral aspects, telling his command what they were fighting for and against. A federal court in our city approves the settlement in that suit brought by a Monterey man who was injured in a Fort Ord impact area. The cash payoff tallies to $162,500, even after he won a $200,000 judgment, but wanted to avoid the possibility of a reversal on appeal. Incidentally, the injury took place in 1943, when the plaintiff was 11 years old. Over in the East Bay, a power failure blacked out a number of Contra Costa County communities when a two 100,000-volt switches went open, causing the failure just when commuters were getting underway without workable signal lights to help them. A bank robber picked up a 5-year prison term in a San Francisco court and netted him $300. Charles Wirtz had voluntarily given himself up, as the judge noted his past record dating back to 1936. Over in Marin, a jury of 8 women and 4 men are now deciding the fate of a San Rafael bookseller in the much-disputed case of the controversial book Tropic of Cancer. Down the coast, a motorcade will leave Santa Cruz at midnight for San Diego. Richard Hodges, the group leader, hopes the drive will pick up 1,000 motorists as the caravan travels to protest the shipment of United States jet planes to Yugoslavia. Word is in that wreckage of that missing C-47 Air Force plane has been sighted on Santiago Peak, and a Coast Guard copter landed on the slopes, but there's still no word as to the fate of the 4 men aboard. There's no sign of life anywhere around the wreckage. Elsewhere in our states, police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, throw tear gas grenades to break up a crowd of Negroes marching on the city jail. As the crowd is estimated at 2,000, marched on the jail in protest over the arrest yesterday of 23 integrationists. A committee composed of whites and Negroes resumes talks aimed at halting the rising racial tension in Albany, Georgia, and agree to desegregate bus and train terminal waiting rooms. The United States has indicated it will favor a Congo ceasefire when President Shombe shows that he is serious about negotiations. Meantime, the United Nations forces backed by jet planes, mortars, and armor smashed all close to the heart of Elizabethville. The all-out United Nations offensive seemed aimed at winning key points in the capital of the secessionist province before there was any agreement to a ceasefire or peace talks. The assistant district attorney at Greeley, Colorado, will file manslaughter charges against the driver of the school bus that was hit yesterday by a passenger train bound for Denver. 20 children were killed, 17 others hurt in the accident. A presidential emergency board set up to avert a pilot strike against Transworld Airlines has suggested a cut in the crew from 4 to 3, but only one union be represented in the cockpit. In other news today, British Prime Minister Harold Macmillan plans to leave London Tuesday night for talks with President Kennedy in Bermuda. Their meetings will be a continuation of talks in Washington and London earlier in the year. Adolf Eichmann has been sentenced to death by hanging for the mass slaughter of Jews during World War II. His attorney plans an appeal to the Supreme Court of Israel within 10 days. The attorney had said the death sentence was no surprise to Eichmann. But...